is Women's Day. Go figure that. We got a day. We done took charge, and we're showing that there is nothing that can happen without us girls. It's all about girl power today. I am super excited. I went to the gym this morning, and people, they were still there. You know, and it was great, you know, to have to be a part of something that means so much. I mean, we should embrace who we are and stand up for all of the things that we know that we can do and capable of and should be doing. So kudos to us, Women's Day. I say, yip, yip, hooray. Also, I'm super glad that you guys are joining me today on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Today is a great day because I have producer Darren Ross. He is actually the producer of, he's produced many things, but we're going to be talking about the Invincible Tour, which is a Michael Jackson tribute, and it's actually going to be opening up again in New York. I saw it in, where was I at? I was in Virginia, Richmond, Virginia, and it was spectacular. I had a great time. It was very, true to his Michael Jackson's character. It was just a wonderful show, and so, you know, a lot of people were there. It was very entertaining and colorful and spectacular, and the music was great. The singing was awesome. It was a great show. So we're going to be talking about that with Mr. Darren Ross, and also we have Kayla. She'll be talking to us about fashion, 5 minutes of slaying you, and then we have 5 minutes of rejuvenating you with Shay Hill. She's straight out of East St. Louis. Oops, I'm sorry, East St. Louis, and she'll be joining us also. And you know, I can't do a show without my main man, celebrity comedian A-Train. Man, oh man, this man has been moving. It is truly a blessing that he is joining us again today. We love his funny, his trending topics, and all we're celebrating all of the things that God has been doing in his life and really expanding his career so much. And it's just an awesome thing. So I'm glad to be a part of a platform like this, because this is an opportunity for all of us to get to know what's going on in our cities, what's going on in our areas, and you know what we're doing. So it's really, really a good thing. So we're very excited for everyone that's joining the show, and we're excited about what's going on in your life. So anyway, I wanted to go ahead and talk about the weather today. It is definitely sunny here in D.C. I'm super excited. It's supposed to be like 68 degrees here. Detroit, you got a high of 50 today. It's going to be windy but sunny, which is great. And then Richmond, Virginia, there is 60 degrees. You're going up to 68 too, sunshine. Jacksonville, Florida, you are 78, a high of 82 degrees. And this is Jacksonville, mostly cloudy. Dallas, you are 60 and you are partly cloudy, but you are sunny as well, a high of 69. So the weather is beautiful across the board. I'm super glad that the weather is warming up, but we still got some cool days going on coming up. I know Saturday and Sunday is supposed to be in the 30s, so that's what's going on in our neck of the woods. And so anyway, I wanted to talk about Excel with Gina R. Prince. I want to thank, if you guys haven't tuned in yet, expect growth from this. This is an amazing opportunity that God has given me to actually do a Facebook Live segment every Monday at 7 p.m. It's right before, right after your national news and right before your primetime shows. And it's very interesting. There are topics that are picked up. And this week we talked about challenges. Last week we talked about coming out of your comfort zone. Just, you know, a lot of inspiration and a lot of motivation and encouragement for you to be able to do what you are called to do. So it's very exciting. As we continue to grow, we're going to have a set. We're going to have guests. We're going to have a lot with that. So it is very on the building the foundation right now for super growth, and I'm super excited about it. And I want you all to stay tuned with it. If you cannot follow me on Dr. Gina Dr. Gina R. Prince on Facebook because I'm filled up. Please, still, my page is public. You can always tune in. I will be on a live every Monday at 7 and until something changes. But right now, that is what I am set to do. And also, if you haven't joined on, go on Dr. Gina's radio chat. I always repost on there. But also, just join in and see what's going on. There's a lot of things that's going to be coming up in the spring and in the summer. So I want you to make sure that you don't miss a beat. Also, I got Health and Soul Fitness on Facebook as well. So you want to join in with all that, because I got boot camps that's coming up. It's a lot going on. So you got to stay tuned to Dr. Gina's radio chat to catch in. I give God all the glory. So now we'll be joining with Darren Ross. Hi, Darren Ross.
Dr. Gina, how you doing?
I'm fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us and giving us, introducing yourself to the listeners. We really, truly appreciate that.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Darren, so you are a producer, and so although we'll be talking about Invincible, how long have you been in production? How long have you been doing that?
I've been doing it since, the 80s. I started off in 85 with Jam On Productions, which are the people responsible for the hip-hop hits, Jam On It, Push the Button, Wiki, 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 all those things. And then I went into theater in the early 90s with a company called Rennie Harris Pure Movement. We were the first hip-hop dance theater company, and we toured nationally and internationally, and we still to this day actually tour doing hip-hop production, which in 2001... I did a production called Rome and Jules, which was a hip-hop version of Romeo and Juliet, which I won a New York Dance Bessie Award for.
Wow, that's incredible. So right off the top, you really had successful projects, and that's awesome.
Well, that's a blessing. That's a blessing.
It's truly a blessing. Yeah. So, Darren, going into the Invincible Tour, I did see it in Richmond, Virginia. Amazing. How long has this tour been going on?
I developed the show right after Michael passed in 2009. So we've been touring essentially about early 2010 until the present. And the thing that makes Invincible so unique is it's the only tribute show that we reinvent every year. So we add new productions, new pieces, new dance numbers. And this year's incarnation is really special because I got with Lavelle Smith Jr. And for you listeners who don't know, he's the guy that was dancing with Michael and also his lead choreographer for over 23 years. So we dug into a treasure trove. And he actually did the show you saw at the Altria. But we've dug in his treasure trove. And in 2000, 2001, Michael was supposed to do a special. You may remember this on HBO called One Night Only. But he got sick. He went into the hospital. And the special just ceased, the whole production. So Lavelle was developing numbers and things for that production that never were viewed. Also, Michael was developing an Invincible tour for that album, Invincible. And these are numbers that were never revealed to the public. So for this year's incarnation, we're doing some of the numbers from that tour and also some pieces from One Night Only that were never put to the concert stage by Michael himself.
I mean, I am just in awe of that, because the gentleman that plays the lead, plays him, actually sings everything. He's singing it on his own, right?
Yes,
isn't
that's
it
Mr.
Two? How many, is it two, or is it just one person that's playing
two,
Michael?
It's two. It's actually two. It's Pete Carter, and he does most of the dance sequences. And then there's Jeffrey Perez, which most people, last year he had a viral video that went viral with him and the beatboxer from the show, Anointed F. And his vocals are spot on, as you know. I know you were sitting there like, is this guy really singing? But
I really was. I was amazed by how much he sound like Michael. But the thing that I really loved the most is that even though it was two different people playing Michael, it would have taken a strain on my eyes to really know the difference. You know what I mean? They still looked the same, like the same person. So.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, the show is amazing. And so you're going to be in New York coming up now, right?
Yes, next weekend we'll be in Staten Island at the beautiful St. George Theater. It's like the Altry. The Altry is very beautiful, but this is a historic theater. It's being renovated by two sisters who are a nonprofit organization, and they are presenting us again on the 18th. And anyone who's a lover of Michael Jackson's music, his song, his videos, if you can get down there, tickets are still available on Ticketmaster. We would love to have you. There'll be a meet and greet after the performance so you can meet the performers, get their autographs, take pictures. And we're just going to have a great, rocking good time celebrating the life and legacy of Michael Jackson.
And it was so hard not to get up and dance. It was so hard not to get up and dance because really it is so turned up. And I never use that word, but it was just so real. It was so like you were in a concert, like you were truly at a Michael Jackson concert. It was so much like him that it was funny feeling, but then it was like you got into it and you forgot that he wasn't there alive anymore. It was just, yeah, it's an amazing show. So if you are truly a Michael Jackson fan, even if you're really on the fence of being a Michael Jackson fan, I'm telling you, this is a show that you definitely don't want to miss. This is something that should be regular in Vegas. Like I don't know. It's really amazing because I love the stage sets, the lighting. I mean, the dancers, everything was as if you were at a true Michael Jackson concert. So if you have not gotten your tickets for New York, you need to get your tickets. And again, where can they get those tickets? And where is it again?
St. George Theater in Staten Island, 8 p.m. on Saturday, and they can get their tickets at Ticketmaster.com under Invincible, A Glorious Tribute to Michael Jackson. Again, it's the closest you get. You'll feel the spirit and essence of seeing Michael Jackson live again, as Dr. Gene has said, like no other.
I'm very serious about that. It was something. I had to, you know, I'm like, is he really gone? I mean, it was something. It was a mind game. Definitely that. Let me ask you a question now. So after you're done with there on Saturday, where are you going again?
We're planning a Hawaii tour and a West Coast tour. So those dates will go up shortly, and then we'll be back on the East Coast in the summertime, and we'll have some Midwest dates in the fall. So they can go to our Facebook page, Invincible, A Glorious Tribute to Michael Jackson, like it, and stay posted. Also, they can go to the company page, which is RossLiveEnt.com, RossLiveEntertainment.com.
Well, my other thing is this. I would not be surprised. I don't know. To me, I feel like it needs to be in Vegas. I feel like it needs to go on a European tour. I feel like you all need to just get out there and just let everybody have an opportunity to really see the production that you have done. It is amazing work. And I just say, if you have not gone to see it, then you need to go and check it out. And it's definitely worth the ticket. It's definitely worth the travel is definitely worth that. And so now you're doing the Invincible, and I know that's your main focus right now, but do you have any other projects going on?
Yes, my next project will be an urban retelling of the life of Christ. Any musical, and it's basically retelling the Christ story to reach today's youth with their style of music and dance. It will be a dance musical. The Lord hasn't given me the title yet, but that's my next project.
That sounds very interesting. Now, see, I don't sing and I don't dance, but you can talk to my manager and maybe you can put a role in there for me. I could be a narrator, but I definitely don't sing.
You definitely have the enthusiasm for that, yeah.
And you do not want to see me dance.
Well, we definitely need narrators, and we need people that can, you know, like you say, orate as eloquently as you do.
I appreciate that. Well, you know what? Never forget me. And again, you are always welcome here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I'm super excited for all that God is doing in your life. And this next project of yours, you know, is going to touch so many lives, especially with the millennial. And I concur that there is definitely a need for more of Christ, more of Christ.
Yes,
I know,
definitely,
you know, a lot of the millennials, they, you know, they thinking hard and they're planning hard and they're go-getters and they're hustlers and they're strivers, but you know, nothing will last without Christ, point blank and period. We want to make sure that they know of him, that they don't forget about him, that they know that they can't do nothing without him, because it's a fact. Indeed. Well, Darren Ross, thank you so much for joining me here live on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I'm so glad that you were able to come on and introduce yourself to the listeners. How can they follow you? I know you told them about the Michael Jackson website, and I mean the Invincible website. Can you repeat that again and let them know also how they can reach you?
They can reach me at Invincible Glorious, a glorious tribute to Michael Jackson on Facebook. Also, my personal page on Facebook, Darren Ross. Or they can go to the company page, which is Ross Live, RossLiveEnt.com, and they can leave me messages. They can also search me on Facebook. I mean, I'm in various places. I'm doing various productions. I'm also a composer, sound designer, engineer. So I've done a lot of things in the last 20, 25 years. The Lord is definitely blessing it, and I'm putting that out there because that's what I was told by God to do, which is the urban retelling of the Christ story. So keep me in prayer as I move forward on this trek to keep his word.
I am definitely believing God for the full manifestation of that. I know that that's, again, is something so needed. And also, I just want to put it out there. So you're also, if someone needs a producer, a choreographer, I mean, a music choreographer, right? You are
a musical director.
They can contact you even for helping them with a project that to bring a project they have to life also, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're also looking for always actors, actresses, and
dancers. We're looking for
dancers. Okay. Yeah. Now you heard it. You heard it from Darren himself. Now you gotta, if you're singing, if you're dancing, if you play an instrument, if you got a project that you need some help, you know, to bring it to life, this is the man you want to contact. And he's definitely. What he's done with this Invincible Michael Jackson tribute, I mean, that's the project that I've seen. It's absolutely amazing work. I mean, your hands are definitely anointed. So, yeah,
you did good
by him for sure. Well, thank you so much again, Darren. I appreciate you. And you know you are always welcome here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, especially when you get this project going. You know you got to come on here and talk about that.
Yes, I will. Once the Lord reveals the name and we get further along, I love to come on and let your listeners know, and I love to get it to the Altria. So hopefully or even the Warner in D.C., which is another spot I like.
Oh, yeah. And if you are in Germany, if you are in Korea, any parts of any area around the world, and you want this Invincible tour to come, look him up. Go ahead and put the request in, and you know, maybe you can get something going on with that, because it's definitely worth it. It's definitely worth it. I think everyone around the world will be pleased with what you've done with this Invincible tour. Tribute to Michael Jackson. All right, now, well, God bless you, Darren, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks again, Dr. Gina. Have a blessed day.
You do too as well. All right. You heard it straight on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Listen, you never know when opportunity is going to present itself before you. Here he is, a producer. He's looking for actresses, actors, musicians, dancers. He's looking for it all. And so this is an opportunity for you. I hope you got the information. Go ahead and contact Darren Ross. He is an awesome man of God, and you definitely want to connect with him. All right. Well, we got to go ahead into commercial break. And then we'll be up with Kayla talking to us about fashion.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
How do you feel when your alarm clock goes off for work each morning? What's the first battle on your mind? Fuel up on God's Word every weekday with Dr. Steve Green's podcast, At Work with God, so that you have the strength and energy to stay kingdom-minded all day. You can also listen to Dr. Green's leadership podcast, Green Lines, for devotions on spirit-led leadership. And check out his new book, Love Leads, which will be released later this year. Imagine how you would feel after listening to daily words of hope, life, and encouragement. Find At Work with God and Green Lines on iTunes, Google Play, or cpnshows.com.
What it is, everybody, it's your boy Country Wayne, Mr. Swag Right and Everything, and I'm on Dr. Gina's radio chat.
That Country Wayne is hilarious. All right, Kayla, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
All right, 5 minutes of slaying you. All right, how you going to slay us today, girl?
Okay, so today I thought I would bring to you some essentials that you need in your closet for 2017 for the springtime since we're coming up on warmer weather. So what we have first on the list are bodysuits. And, you know, they go back to the 80s. Everyone's been wearing bodysuits for a long time. You know, you can find them at Zara, your Nordstrom, your H&M. They go well with pants. You can wear them with your skirt to work over with a blazer and things like that. The next thing we want to have in our closets are some neutral colors. So for this spring, the color tones are a lot of white, nude, black, our tans and things of that nature. You want to mix and match those colors. Another good item to have in our closet for 2017 spring is a slip dress. So those are usually made out of silk, spaghetti straps. Those are another fun outfit that you can wear to the office with a blazer, or you can wear on a night out of town for a date and things of that nature. One of my favorites for this spring are the tailored track pants. So those are the pants you see that kind of look like the Adidas track pants. They're usually black with a white stripe on the side, but now they're coming in at your Nordstrom's and Zara's where they're more of a tailored look, and they could be worn with suiting or just with a nice top, which is really nice. One of my other favorites are denim. So we all love our denim jeans, but this spring you want them to have more of a statement, whether you have a print on your denim, whether it's a wide leg denim or a crop denim jacket or something that's more fitted. You definitely want your denim to make a statement for your piece. And then one of the last things are really our knits, which would be color blocks and stripes, and that's knit skirts, knit tops, and things like that. The good thing about all these items are they're really reasonable. You can find them, like I said, at your local H&M. We're looking at $12.99 for body suits. I know I saw the pants at Zara for about no more than $50. So, ladies, we really just have to take the time out to see what pieces we need in our closet, take the time out to kind of spend time on ourselves and spend money on ourselves to enhance our look for this spring.
Well, Kayla, with the jeans, so you're saying prints are coming back in? Because I know that they went out. Is the print on a jean coming back in now?
It is. So more so of like a statement denim. So maybe it has like a small print on it, or maybe it's just like a really wide leg denim. It's not necessarily has to have a print on it, but it has to be your statement piece. So what I like to do, because I don't really do print denim myself, but I have a lot of wide leg denim. So I think those are really nice for the spring because you can wear them with your wedge sandals or things like that, and then just a nice top to go with anything. Or I like, instead of a print as well, I love distressed denim. So that's where you have a lot of rips, a lot of like distressing going on with the denim that really makes a statement as well. And that looks really good on us, where you can do it with a boyfriend jean. So just pair with sneakers, or even do the distressed denim with a heel, or however you want to wear it, but you really want it to make a statement.
Well, I love my denim, and I kind of got rid of some of my wide. I had a pair of wide leg denims. I got rid of that. Gosh, you know, you just need to keep your denim, right? Because you never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
That you want to keep, because you think about back in the 90s, you kind of had the distressed look, and that's coming back. And then you think of the 80s, you kind of had your high-waisted, tighter denim, which a lot of people wear nowadays as well. So denim is something that can last you for years, so that's something that you definitely want to keep in your closet. You just never, never, never know.
Well, and also with a basic black jacket, you should always keep a basic black jacket, and you should always keep a basic black dress, right?
Yep, you always want your little black dress that could be worn for business or for pleasure, and you also want to have your black blazer or anything like that that you just need to throw on because you never know. So those are two staple pieces you always want to have in your closet.
Well, it's been a treat. Thank you for slaying us, girl.
I know
you got a lot of information. This is very informative to a lot of people because, you know, people just, you get rid of stuff, you know, and just like what I, right. You know, that's what I tend to do. I go through stuff and say, I ain't wearing this no more. This ain't in style. And now when you're saying printed jeans, I'm like, oh my gosh, I just got rid of a bunch of printed jeans. Now I know the distressed look is very hot, you know. You know what? I'm just going to keep everything like I said earlier. That's what we're going to do. All right. So how can everybody reach you?
You can find me on really my email, which is KaylaPennJones@gmail.com. I'm also on Instagram. My Instagram name is P as in Paul, ENNY_LAYNE. And then I'm also on Facebook, and that'll be KaylaLauren. So those are the three ways they're able to find me.
Well, great job, Kayla. Thank you so much for joining. Always a pleasure to have you on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. And I know the listeners appreciate every tip that you bring. You did a great job, sis. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you. Have a blessed day.
Be blessed. All right, y'all. So listen, I wanted to, you know, say this. Just even with that information, it's so much going on and so many different things that you can learn and, you know, to help enhance your career, your branding, and so much. So it's really amazing just how a simple thing can be such a major thing, like your jeans with a blazer. I mean, just the coordination of things is just so amazing. So I love that. It may not seem like much to some people, but to everybody, your wardrobe makes a big impact on first impression. I'm telling you that for a fact. Well, listen, I want to share with you after we come back from the break, I've got to share with you all that's going on here with Dr. Gina. I got some amazing announcements to make, so stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, Health and Soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
A shout out to Dr. Gina Joe.
Well, hello. All right. So... Listen, we're back. Okay, so everybody knows, if you don't know, Keys Against the Enemy is my new book that's coming out in the spring. I cannot be more than excited about this book that's coming out, you guys. This is going to be an amazing. It's a devotional. It's for 90 days, and it's a daily devotional, and it's so power-packed with just different revelations and scriptures that you can use to just really motivate you each day. It's really like a 90-day boot camp type of thing, and it's really, really for your soul, and it's really very well put together. I'm so thankful for my publishers at Charisma Media. And so we're actually, because there's such an excitement and a buzz about that, we're actually going to do a podcast based on Keys Against the Enemy. And I actually go at the end of the month, I'll be there in Lake Mary, and we're going to be recording some of the about 12 shows, and they'll be playing, and you'll be able to get them from iTunes, and you'll be able to download the app, and it's just an exciting situation. So God is truly, truly moving and blessing. I'm telling you. So worldwide audience, Keys Against the Enemy coming to you, podcast and the book, 90 Day Devotional. How can this? I mean, just look at what God can do, I tell you. So anyway, we got some technical difficulties with Shay. I don't think that she's going to be able to make it today, but that's okay. We can talk about so many other things. We got comedian A-Train. He's going to make his way, and so we're just going to hold it down. And right now, I want to talk to you about a little bit about what's been on my heart. A lot of information has gone out that has been on my heart as far as challenging everyone to really, really live up to the excellence that God has put upon our life. And so I just definitely want to motivate everyone that no matter what it is that you're going through, no matter what situation may be occurring in your life right now, your challenges right now, it's always a way of escape. He never gives us too much that we cannot handle. And, you know, the thing is that, you know, the enemy's job is to distract us from actually being able to live up to our potential. If we're distracted by something that's going on that, you know, it seems like it's out of control for us, then we tend to, by nature, want to focus on that by worrying or trying to figure it out. And this all distracts us from actually moving in the direction that God wants us to. So the thing is that these are two keys that I want to give you right now. The one of the keys I want to give you is the fact that to eliminate distraction is to focus on what God wants you to do. No matter what's going on, keep your eyes on the prize. When he's put something in your spirit to do, maybe it is to write a book, maybe it is to be a playwright, maybe it's to open up your own hair salon, and you're thinking to yourself, you don't have the means to do it, or I don't know anybody to do it. I promise you, if you are in God's will and you are seeking him for strength, direction, and you are doing what he's told you to do, and you are having faith in his ability to do it, he will make a way. All you got to do is go to that computer. You just got to start writing. You just got to start making that business plan. You just got to start allowing him to give you the names of stuff, get your LLC in it. I mean, there's steps that you can take, and I promise you, he will send you help. He is your very present help all the time. And so what the enemy does is bring up things that will seem like, oh, it's a necessity for me to take care of this situation right now. I have to do this right now. I have to go here right now. And it's that pressure and that pressure. Maybe it's a bill collector. Maybe it's, you know, maybe it's a job request. I don't know, whatever the pressure is. Maybe it's a report from the doctor. I don't know. But I know that the enemy can tend to bring forth pressure. So you will be distracted by that and not focus on being obedient to God. And I know it sounds weird. And I know that it just seems like it's impossible, but I tell you that if you pray in every day and you say, Lord, you told me to do this, and this is happening right now, I don't know what this is, he will give you the solution. And he prioritized everything according to what he wants done and how he wants it done. And that's all about having faith. I think about people that, you know, in service, they, you know, pay, didn't pay their tithes because maybe they had a mortgage to pay. And I'm not suggesting don't pay your bills. I just want you to hear me out for 1 second, because I know this is very controversial, but I know of, I'm going to tell you what the testimonies that I have heard. The testimonies that I have heard is that people that had to take care of certain things, when they prayed about it, God told them to go and pay the tithes or to go and donate or whatever with their monies, right? And right after they did that, they were blessed with what they needed, but even more so. So I just you know, this is the thing. If you are walking in faith, walk in faith with wisdom, walk in faith in obedience, walk in faith, trusting God and seeking him so he can order your steps. That is the key to living a prosperous life with Christ, is that you will be obedient to him. So that's one thing. And another thing is that whenever you are in your purpose and you're right there doing, of course the devil is going to be mad. Of course he doesn't want the Lord to have any glory at all. Of course he doesn't. That's just the way he is. And so you have to be determined and have a made up mind that you shall not be moved by no circumstances, nothing. I mean, I don't even care if you did get a report from the doctor, if your kids are acting, I don't even care. You got to be unmovable, because the position that you're in is actually going to be a blessing, not only to you, but to your household and to those that are connected to you. So that's why it's so important. See, if we move every time something comes up, we'll never get to finish. We have to keep moving. We have to, no matter what the storm, no matter what the wind, no matter the naysayers, you got to keep moving in that direction to win. That's the only way that you will see the manifestation, the fullness. It's nothing like getting started in something and not finishing. That's what we're going to be talking about in Excel on Monday, is procrastination. Procrastination is definitely the enemy's tool. If you are always starting projects, coming up with great ideas, and you are creative and you don't fulfill those things and you don't finish them, then it's no fulfillment. There is no fulfillment. You're going to live feeling like you're not accomplished. You know, those are things that are not of God. Feeling condemned, feeling guilty, feeling like you're not accomplished. I mean, it's stick to it. Because I think of this. If I hadn't stuck to the one thing that he asked me to do, which was open a ministry, that was the one thing. First, he told me to write the book. I didn't even know what the book was going to. I didn't even know it was a book. I wrote it because it was helping me be free from a lot of the things that I was bound by. It gave me a lot of revelation. It reminded me of things that I forgot. It actually helped me forgive people. It helped me to forgive myself. I looked at things the way I looked at it before. I could see it differently now because he was removing scales from my eyes. So with all of that being said, I did that not knowing it was a book. But then he, you know, I went to where he wanted me to go to get my ministerial training, and then I did that. Then I went and moved to where he told me to move, and I did that. And then I went on. He wanted me to open up a ministry, and I did that. And I didn't have a dime to do any of this. I had no money. He was moving me around with no money. Like, he would tell me to move somewhere, and I didn't have a dime to move, but I would get the money the day of the move, or right when he told me to go, money would come I would pack up and everything, not with a dime in my pocket, but I was doing it out of obedience and faith. And so when I did that, he provided right on time. He's never late. He's always on time. We want it early because we don't want to worry. But the thing is that we shouldn't worry. It's not about giving it to us so we don't have to worry. It should be that we know he's going to do it because he said it, and we're not going to worry. We shouldn't have to touch it to believe him. If he said that he's going to do it, then we have to believe him to do it. I mean, I can go on with faith. You know, when I moved there, he told me to open up a ministry. I went out, got a storefront place, didn't have a dime. Didn't have a dime. Favor. We got carpet favor. People donated money. People donated their time. We painted the walls. I mean, it was a mess. Then he told me to go into a building. You know, we not a dime. Went in there. The owner made a house into a church. He tore down walls and put down carpet. I mean, favor. And I'm saying he took care of me. He took care of me and my son. He took care of the ministry. He took care of the people that attended the church, the ministers of the church. I mean, he took care of us. I'm telling you, even with music, we didn't even have a sound system. One day we were outside painting the building and of the church, because we did it all hands-on. We were painting the church and somebody came, pulled up and donated a sound system for us to play our music. I'm telling you, I can go on and on and on. Every time he asked me to do something, I did what he asked me to do. And every time I did what he asked me to do, he provided and he kept increasing it. So it's like, if I can trust you with little, I will advance you with much. If I can trust you to obey me and do what I'm asking you to do, then I will just keep piling more on you because I know that you can handle it. I've given you the responsibility and you've proven yourself to take it seriously that what I've given you, you're going to do, you want to do it upon my, for my glory. And so, even with that, the book finally got, he told me to go to D.C. I did that. No money. Again, I know y'all like, well, dang, where the money come? I mean, it was a faith walk. He said he was going to give me the spirit of faith. And so I went on and we went to D.C. My congregation had two churches and he gave me a place to have services and money was provided. We went and fed the homeless in the street and did the same thing we was doing in Charlotte and doing it in D.C., feeding the homeless and going out, giving out DVDs and, you know, ministering to people and winning souls and changed lives. I went on in the prostitution ring and went on and ministered. Got chased off a couple of times because they ain't want me to, you know, take them girls out of there. But I, you know, went on and was ministering to them, gave them DVD, you know, CDs and, you know, books and stuff. And, you know, it just, you know, just to the passion that just to help people. It's just, that's, he just gave me the heart to want people to be set free and to encourage them that there's a better life, especially because I know what he's done for me. And when I did that, he increased that. I mean, he kept increasing it. And it was a steady flow for a minute. And I got opportunities to do stream, you know, after getting the book published and, you know, I sat on that, but then it, you know, I did it and I sent it out to get it published. I didn't know who to send it to, who to do what, but I have faith. Me and my friend and assistant, Mickey Howard, she went on and submitted it. We prayed over it and Charisma Media picked it up. Creation House Division, they picked it up and there's Born in the Sin, Transform into Destiny in bookstores everywhere. So, I mean, just faithful. And then from that, you know, he asked me to, it kind of got quiet for a little bit, seemed like things was changing, you know, and I was like, Lord, what's going on? But I kept preaching, I kept praying, I kept fasting, I kept on believing, and I kept on just trusting him. And, you know, during that process, it was a process of character building. He was building my character, bringing out even more stuff that I had been bound with emotionally, maybe relationships, you know, fear of abandonment and fear of rejection, things that were laying dormant that I was able to get by with because, you know, even during this time of ministry, I was really in a cave. It wasn't like, you know, I was out like the way I am now. So he was preparing me, you know, for the naysayers or, you know, somebody, you know, people that may not like my hair or people that may not like me, you know, and he was preparing my heart to be strengthened that rejection is not always a bad thing. Some people you want to be rejected from because you don't need to be in relationships for them. Rejection used to be a very difficult thing for me. I took it personally and God was ministering to me about how it's not a personal thing. And it's just, you know, I don't have relationships that's not good for you. See, when you walk in with God, he will block a relationship. Rather, it's a friendly relationship, a personal relationship with a mate. He's I've known him to block stuff so that I'm like, okay, you just obviously want me to yourself. I mean, I just have to accept that it's just me and you. You know, and I've had my bratty stages, but then as I matured in the spirit, months, a couple of years, I realized that when I look back and I find out about certain people that it was best for me not to be affiliated with them at that particular time and season, and that if I had been affiliated with them and connected with them, I wouldn't have gone as far as he's brought me. Some people are just not meant to go with you on your journey. Some people just are not like-minded to even understand what I'm even talking about, because this is definitely a kingdom language right here. This is a kingdom conversation, because what I'm saying is I sacrificed a lot of things, a lot. Comfort. I chose to be obedient to him over doing what I thought I needed to do, what the status quo is, what should be done, what the system says. So I chose to go against that, and I did what God told me to do. And so even with that, that is like, oh my God, I couldn't imagine doing that. I couldn't imagine. But see, for me, it where I came from, I was nothing then. I had nothing. I had lost everything. So it was like, to me, it was a win for me to go and do what God told me to do. I had nothing to lose. I had nothing to lose because I had already been down at the bottom. So I knew that I could go nowhere else but up. And I trusted him with that. And with that being said, with that, I had to just continue to walk by faith. And then this is what you see today. You see a fit. He told me to make fitness videos and put them on there, you know, with messages. I did that. And out of that, here comes a DVD, doing well. You know, here comes another book. You know, I didn't even know or think that I would even, I mean, I knew I had desires to keep writing, but I didn't know. I mean, it was prophesied over me that I would have books and manuals and all these different type of things that would be a blessing to so many people. I had no idea the extent of what was going to be happening. And when he told me to do this radio show, I had not a clue what I was doing. I was in the brink of a serious drought at that time. I mean, I can't even tell you, like, I was like, every day I was faithfully walking that God would just provide every single solitary day for me and my son. It was that kind of drought. It was that type of drought that I had so much favor. I was living literally off of faith. I was living off of favor and off of God's glory. I can't, it brings tears to my eyes even now when I tell you about it, because I mean, I could have ran, I could have quit, I could have gave up, I could have, you know, said, well, let me change my route. Obviously, this is not, I could have did all of that. I could have been bitter, I could have been all of those things, but I kept seeking him every single day, and every day he gave me a portion. Every day it was brand new mercy, every day it was grace, every day it was, I mean, I was living off of God. Me and my son, I can't even explain to you how incredible that experience was for me. And because I was faithful in that, I didn't lose a thing. I didn't lose my home. I didn't lose my car. I didn't lose anything. As a matter of fact, right after that is when you started seeing me on stage. You started seeing me with, you know, the celebrity guests. All of that stuff happened after a major purging. So I'm telling you, from me to you, I love how God works out stuff. Maybe it wasn't meant for Shay to be able to come on. Maybe it wasn't meant. I know A-Train had to, he had a meeting that he had to go to. And, you know, I want him to go on and do what he got to do, because he's been so faithful to the show every Wednesday. He's been so faithful. So he wasn't able to come on today either. He texted me and said he was in a meeting and he was hoping that he can get done before. But I mean, nevertheless, God works everything out for his good. And I know that he's doing something for him. And I know Shay has got something going on with her. But obviously, this message is for somebody that needed to hear this message. And I'm telling you, I encourage you, it is no time like the present time to get in your purpose. Find out what it is that God is at. If you already know it's time to stop running from it, if you already know, stop making excuses of it. If you already know, just do it. Be obedient and let him guide you. Humble yourself. We don't have to know everything. every single thing. We don't have to know everything. All we got to do is trust and have faith and allow him to do what he said he was going to do. That's it. It's all about him. If he said for you to do it, then it's about him. It's all about him. So we can't take ownership of something that he's asking us to do. He already knows that we didn't have the means to do it. He already knows that we don't know who to go to. He already knows that we don't have the connections just yet. He already knew that. He knew that before he even predestined it for you, before you were even conceived in your mother's womb. He already knew where you were going to be when he told you to do that. And he knew that it was going to be a choice for you to have faith in him to deliver. That's what it is. That's what Born Into Sin, Transform Into Destiny is all about. You're transforming into your destiny. And you can't transform anything unless you let go of everything. You can't transform into your destiny until you let go of everything. That means things that you may have been taught. It might be things that you have been doing. You have to surrender everything, because believe it or not, once I did that, and it's a process, because I started at one level and surrendered everything what I knew, because I was in the streets. I wasn't in church. I went to church. I was raised in church, but I really wasn't in it. I didn't get caught up in any religion or any of that, but I was a believer. I gave my life to Christ, but I just wasn't connected in the church like that. I didn't get caught up like that. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with churches. I go to church. I had a church. I'm just saying I didn't get caught up in religious tradition. And so, when by the time he got me, I was fresh. It was easy for me to surrender because I didn't know anything. I don't know the lingo. I barely know any songs. I was just there because my mother made me go and I had friends. I know it's sad, but once I got really, really serious, I really got into it. But at the beginning, I was going because I had to go. And so I just didn't get caught up that way. But, so by the time I got out of the streets and got with him, it was just a matter of just, I'm open, just pour into me. And that's what he did. But then as I got, kept going and walking and connecting to different ministers and apostles and, pastors and stuff like that. And, really getting close and learning hands on from leaders. He started teaching me now. I you have to like even surrender that, because some of that stuff could be mixed up. Mixed up with, opinion, mixed up with tradition. So then I had to even surrender all of that so that wouldn't become a religion. Because, sometimes we can make, our pastors a religion. Their way of doing things a religion. And it's really about God. It's really about him. So what I'm saying to you, going back to the original point, is that this is a season in time like no other, is that you get in your position for you to be obedient to God. And that means to surrender everything. And when you do that, you can do all things. When you had this first idea and then you procrastinated and didn't finish it, then you came up with another idea and you procrastinated and didn't do it, then you came up with another idea and procrastinated and didn't finish it, these are all things that you could be doing all at the same time. It's not just, I did this and I didn't finish it, so let me go on to something else. If he gave you all of this creativity, and if he gave you all of this, these gifts, then you can be doing all of this. All of this could be going on at the same time. That was my point of telling you my testimony, is that I could have thought it was just a book, but then it ended up being a radio. Now it's going into something, I've been prophesying some things. I ain't gonna release it yet, but I've been prophesying some things, and God put it in my heart day one when I started this radio show that was gonna go down. So, I mean, all of these things, the DVD, the fitness DVD, all of these things are going on at one time. So it's not an either or. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. That's my whole point. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. And that's the message of today. A-Train says he's sorry he couldn't make it. He's in a meeting and he's looking so sick. He sent me a picture with a sad face on it. I'm sorry, bro. And you probably can't even hear me because you're in a meeting. But anyway, we love you. And you can check out the archives. And anyway, much love to you. And you can also always follow A-Train. As a matter of fact, on Do It Again and see what happens. He's on Instagram. He is on Facebook. He is on Twitter. He's on Snapchat. He's everywhere, and there's a lot going on. I think they have him and Country Wayne have a show that's going on the 24th. Please connect with that. Oh, I can't even remember where it is. I can't remember where it is. I'm looking it up now because I got their schedule. But they're going to, he's doing the show, and they're going to be, okay, here it is. I think on the 24th, Montgomery, Alabama. That's where they're going to be. Montgomery, Alabama. Montgomery, Alabama. If you, I got two tickets for you. If you want to go and see Country Wayne and my celebrity brother, comedian A-Train, you got to hit me up right now at Dr. Gina R. Prince. You know what? I changed that. Hit me up for the two tickets at drginaprince.com. Go down to the message box and go ahead and say, hey, Dr. G, and you got two tickets to go see Country Wayne, comedian A-Train, and friends. They're going to be there bringing it down. They're going to make you laugh. They're going to make you smile. And and then on the 25th, Marinia, Mississippi, right after that. Oh, wow. Okay. Okay, Marinia, Mississippi, Harrisburg, Mississippi. Okay, I got two tickets for you two, Meridian, Mississippi, and Hattiesburg, Mississippi. So the 24th in Montgomery, Alabama, March 25th, Meridian, Mississippi, March 26th, Hattiesburg, Mississippi. I got tickets. I'm going to announce the rest next week because, I got Florence, Charleston, Raleigh, Myrtle Beach. I got you. I got you. I got you. Orlando, Florida, I got you. Listen, but for right now, we got the 24th, Montgomery, Alabama, 25th, Meridian, Mississippi, and March 26th, Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Country Wayne and my celebrity brother, comedian A-Train and friends, going to be holding it down. And I got two tickets for all three of those cities. If you want to go to any of those cities, again, Montgomery, Alabama, on the 24th, Meridian, Mississippi on the 25th, and March 26th, Hattiesburg, Mississippi, go ahead and go on drginaprince.com and go down to the message box and say, hey, Dr. G, and I got two tickets. Put your name down there and put your phone number so I can call you, and we can go ahead and I can get that information to you right away. All right. Well, listen, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle, and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much, you guys, for staying with me. Dr. Gina's radio chat has been such a joy. I hope you were blessed by the message. A lot has been going on. People got stuff popping and going on. And so we're just super excited for A-Train and Shay Hill. We look forward to you joining us again next Wednesday, where we got so much more. We got hair. We got business. We got comedy. We got, you never know who's going to be joining me live here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. Go follow me on Dr. Gina R. Prince on Facebook. If you can follow me there. Don't forget about Excel with Gina R. Prince on Monday at 7 o'clock. Don't forget to join me on Dr. Gina's radio chat Facebook page. Don't forget to join me on Health and Soul Facebook page. I'm on Snapchat, Twitter. I'm on Tumblr, and I'm on, that's it. I'm on everything. All right, well, listen, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. You know I love you. Loving you, Dr. Gina.
Dr. Gina's radio chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Mind, body, and soul. Talk about what's on your heart. Be free, encouraging, creatively. She does it.